Justin Fluke with you, joined by Andrew Gower, head coach for the Jeff West girls, who are 5-11 on the season and 4-6 in the Big 7 League. Coach, a couple games here since last we spoke. You got a win against Hiawatha, then a loss against Santa Fe Trail. The Hiawatha game at home for you on February 3rd last week. You win 61-29, your best offensive game of the night. Eric Esman had 24, but sound like your team just overall shot it and executed well on the offensive end.
Yeah, we knew playing a team like Hiawatha that we were going to be able to do things that would come a little bit easier. And so really we were stressing execution. I think you saw that, especially with the shooting percentages.
Eric Esman had 16 again last night, but you fall to Santa Fe Trail 62-31. What gave you the most problems, or what was the biggest difference in that game from the previous game?
Defensively, we came out and picked up 10 fouls in the first quarter, which really kind of changed our defensive philosophy the rest of the game. We were up 15-12, but when you pick up that many fouls in the first quarter and you can't make that adjustment to the way the whistle's blowing, it kind of changes our whole approach to the rest of the game.
You have just four games left now here in the regular season. Three of those are on the road, including your next game Friday night at Holton. Nemaha Sabbath and Roll Valley as well. This is kind of a tough stretch to end the regular season, but you have to feel like your club has not only gotten better, but probably gained a lot of confidence this year. I mean, a 4-6 league record, you actually still have a chance to finish here in the top half of the league this year.
Yeah, we really positioned ourselves to do that. I know coming into the season, we were picked seventh by the coaches, and we kind of took that as a personal attack against the quality of our team. And, you know, we came out, swept those bottom two teams, and that put us in a position to where we could finish higher. But, you know, I told them we can't settle for that. We can definitely win some of these games down the stretch. I know our goal was to win all the home games, and we lost that one last night. But we got a chance to see what we can do against Holton and come back and try to get Nemaha at home and finish strong, heading into the sub-state for us. So.
And your final four games, as mentioned, are teams that you lost to, a couple of them pretty close games the first time around. What do you feel like your team has to do different here against these teams that you got left on your schedule that you were unable to get the win the first time around?
We continue to struggle with the just turnovers more than anything. Last year, our biggest struggle was in the full court set. And now we're able to actually break presses pretty effectively. And I know against Nemaha, we broke their press pretty easy, but we continue to turn it over against their half-court defense. And I think we had 33 turnovers in that game. So we're still stressing on better execution, especially when we break the press.
Well, best of luck in your final four of the regular season. Coach, thanks for your time, and we'll chat again next week.
All right, thanks, Justin.
Andrew Gower, head coach for the Jeff West girls, Lady Tiger locker room chat, and we'll be joined next by boys head coach Matt Tinsley.